This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, we're going to play Christmas Carols in the background maybe here, should we, you know?
Well, no tweets today. I've got that to report. Yeah, so there's not a lot going on. MBS prices are about where they started the day, about where they ended the day on Friday. No economic news to report and no tweets to mess up the market. Looking at last week, though, that was a volatile week, and it was driven by tweets. Yeah. Early in the week, Trump made a tweet. I'll get to that in just a minute. The price move last week was driven by trade headlines and then on Friday, economic data. So the stocks started the week lower as Trump tweeted that maybe the U.S. should just wait until after the election to pursue a trade deal with China. And that was a bit of a surprise to the market and caused stocks to fall. By Tuesday, over Monday and Tuesday, stocks fell about 550 points on the Dow. So it was a pretty big move. And MBS only responded lightly favorably. So it was a disproportionate move, if you will. And on Wednesday, the sentiment started shifting for an improved or not such a risk for a delayed trade deal, and stocks reversed most of those earlier losses, especially on Friday. Now, part of that came after Friday's non-farm payrolls data. A big part of this, the improvement on stocks on Friday, was because of that. 266,000 net new jobs in November, 185,000 were expected, and 41,000 was a positive revision to September and October numbers, so really a good number on the non-farm payrolls. The unemployment rate fell back to 3.5%, which matches the lowest level in decades. So stocks like that. Fortunately, MBS prices, they reacted negatively to begin with, but by the day was over, it pretty much had recovered back to where they started. So for the week, MBS prices fell just a little bit, and the Dow was basically unchanged. Looking at this week, Dave, there are several significant events and/or releases to watch for.
Okay.
First, the Fed. The Fed meets on Tuesday, starts a two-day meeting on Tuesday. It's going to release its statement from that meeting at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and that's going to be followed by a press conference at 2:30. Now, no significant change in policy is expected, but you know, you can never tell how the information shared with the market is going to affect the market. Then on Thursday, there's a European Central Bank meeting. Very little is expected to come from that meeting, at least not new information, so might not be a big deal. And then on Wednesday, we have November Consumer Price Index going to be released, and then on Thursday, the Producer Price Index is going to be released. Neither of those are expected to show much change from October. Retail sales comes out on Friday, and that's one of the bigger economic reports. That's November retail sales, and they're expected to show a small improvement over October. Now, the biggest factor in the market this whole week, and maybe starting next week, is going to be trade deals. You might recall December 15th is the date that additional tariffs are to go on another level of China's product. And that's to take effect if no deal's been reached. Investors seem to think that that additional tariff will not be implemented, either due to a phase one deal being reached or Trump finding a reason to delay him. But right now, anyway, the market is thinking that those new tariffs might not be implemented. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a great deal of uncertainty. You know, we're going to go into the weekend with uncertainty. We're going to come out of the weekend with uncertainty if a trade deal has been reached and no tariffs, or if tariffs are implemented, or the deal's not been reached and no tariffs. So we'll have to deal with a good bit of uncertainty this week.
Yeah, it's going to be another one of those weeks where a little bit of uncertainty, which means you could see some volatility, maybe.
Could be volatility. Could be good for mortgage bank, and that usually people seek safe assets in times of uncertainty. So,
yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. Never a dull moment in the mortgage industry, but boy, love these lower rates. Love the volume. Not so good for MSR valuations, looking at the rate at which things are refinancing. So that could have an impact on some folks. But anyway, thanks.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. Good job.
You're welcome.
An update of the market and what's on the calendar this week. Appreciate it. Want to go listen to these comments again? Go to Joe's segment on our website, lickinonlending.com, and you can listen to these market updates on all of the various segments. Appreciate you, Joe, very much. I want to say a special thank you as we exit to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Velma, KnowledgeCoop, Vidyard, AI Assist, and now our newest sponsor, VendorSurf. Check them out at their websites. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.